I've been there for several days, but today I had other things I had to do, and so they called me this afternoon. Jack says, you need to come over here and look at this. Okay. I mean, it's tore up. We've been ripping carpet out, ripping wallpaper off. Not quite so fast on the wallpaper, unfortunately, but taking things out, deciding what stayed and what went. Does that sound familiar? As the ecclesia, we decide what comes in and what has to go out. That was what they did in the time that Jesus said, called the church the ecclesia. And it was later translated as church. It's what the ecclesia was. It was a governing body that decided what went on in their realm of authority. Well, this city is part of our realm of authority. So this was a house built in middle 60s. And it just felt cramped, you know. Like when you're walking through, I told Jack I can do this and touch both walls in the hallway. It was just felt cramped, the whole house. I walked in there this afternoon, and they had taken down the walls that we had decided needed to go. And it was incredible. It felt spacious. It felt airy. And it still was junked up. I mean, they've not started putting this pretty stuff back yet. They've just knocked down some walls and removed some things that weren't needed, that we said could not stay. And just now up there, I was realizing that this city is like that little house. It's a good city. It's got good bones, a good foundation. There's just some things that are outdated and are cramping it, cramping the people that are trying to live in it, God's people. And so first of all, tonight, I would like for us to decree what God has said over this city, what he has told you about this city, or what you believe he wants for this city. And I'll start, okay? He showed me a vision several years ago. And I saw, flowing through the streets of the city, water. And it was glory. It was God's glory. And I was looking where we were at the time. We were in this building, and there was a railroad track and then a lower railroad track. So it made a little waterfall, except it was a glory fall. I saw God's glory flowing through the streets of this city. I saw little kids coming out and playing in it like it was water puddles. You know, they'd stomp their foot, they'd splash, and they'd laugh. And just having a wonderful time in the glory of God. So I decree that the glory of God will flow through the streets of this city like a mighty river. That it's going to overrun buildings. It's going to overrun people. It's going to overrun sidewalks to the point that children will go out and play in it. It will become so commonplace in this city, the presence of God, the glory of God, that the children of this city will be acquainted with God's presence and will feel at home with God's presence to the point that they just splash and play in the presence of God. We call for an increase of the glory of God in this city, for the levels to raise up, to rise up, for there to be a flood in this city of the glory of God, and that anyone or anything that is resistant to this flood of God's glory will no longer be able to stay here. They cannot stop what God has decreed will happen. They cannot hinder what God has decreed will happen. They will either be transformed or they'll have to leave. Lord, I thank you that your word is true. And we say yes and amen tonight. Okay, who now? Next.
Goes right behind you. Isaiah 60. Arise, McAllister, from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Arise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, McAllister. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness all peoples. But the Lord shall arise upon you, O McAllister, and his glory shall be seen on you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes, O McAllister, round about you and see. They all gather themselves together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried and nursed in your arms. And so we call them in, the sons and the daughters, from the north, south, and east, and the west. And then you shall see and be radiant, and your heart shall thrill and tremble with joy at the glorious deliverance, and be enlarged, because the abundant wealth shall be turned to you, O McAllister. Unto you shall the nations come with their treasures.
Amen. doing, Father, and all the things that are to be done, greater things are yet to come, Father. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for you have promised in due season we will reap the harvest for you, Father, for your glory. Lord, as you said there in Psalm 24, said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Yes.
So I read that this morning. He said, who is my gates? Who is my door?
Yes.
We are the gates and the door, people.
Yeah.
But we got to stay opened up to him. Yes. So Father, we decree, we declare that we are open.
Yes.
Your will.
Yes.
In this state, Lord.
Yes.
In this whole region, Father God,
yes.
that you have placed us in. And we will bloom for you, Father, and we will gather your harvest as you have asked us to do, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us the strength, give us the vision, the dreams to pursue you and what you have placed before us, Father God. As Kay said earlier, it has not been given. Help us to take hold of it.
Yes, Lord.
Just here to say, I have set the table before you. Will you come and eat? Will you come and see that I am good?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Will you come and see that I am good?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. We live.
You're good.
Thank
you're
you,
good.
Lord.
You're so good.
Thank you, Father, for all you have done. For all you have blessed us with, Father. I am truly, truly thankful. The Lord will give you praise, will give you honor, will give you glory for it all.
Australia was founded, I mean, was settled initially where they take prisoners there. And so they had offspring from a pretty sordid lot, just like us, I suppose. Father God, we just do thank you, Lord God. We thank you for these United States of America, and we do declare and decree that they are united. We come against anything that would cause them to be not united in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you that you expose the darkness, and through us you bring the light to your ecclesia. Give us wisdom, Father God. Give us understanding and how to go about doing it. You guide our steps, you guide our words, Father, as we go throughout our days. We thank you for that, Lord God. Our lives and times are in your hands. The lives and times of these United States of America in your hands. And we declare and decree that these United States will achieve the purposes that you've called her to in this earth, and that nothing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will ever stop that. Lord God, we thank you, and we just declare and decree that corruption is rooted out. It is exposed, it is cut down at the roots in Jesus' name. We say that righteousness, heavenly righteousness, truth and justice prevail in these United States of America, from the city governments to the county governments to the state to the federal governments, the provinces, Lord God. We just thank you that your truth, righteousness, and justice prevail in all aspects, and the corruption is rooted out at every level in Jesus' name. Thy kingdom come, Lord God. And your kingdom is in us. We ask, where is the kingdom and how does it come? You tell us that it is in us and it comes through us. So we say, your kingdom increase in us to shine forth, Lord God, to show forth your wonders, your glories, signs, wonders, and miracles, we declare and decree. We just thank you, Father God. We say that we walk in your ways, Father God, and we speak unity over this McAllister in southeastern Oklahoma, that the unbelievers and those walking in darkness will see the love that is between us, between the different congregations and those that are named. We are all named by your name, Lord Jesus, those who are following hard after you. Father God, we just ask, let our light so shine that those who are walking in darkness will say, why do you have that hope in you? We just thank you, Lord God. And we'll have that ready answer to tell them, Lord, it's you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We thank you. Blessings upon these United States of America. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. So there's an anointing up here. So instead of staying in your seat, come up and share with us what the Lord is saying. Is one of the things that I've been hearing him say was that he was going to reveal himself in fragrance. I just hear that there's going to be but the fragrance of God. He's going to put that on you so that you know what he's doing, what he's about. I'm just reminded that again that God has spoken over this city that it's a place of refuge. And so, Father, we declare that tonight, that McAllister is a place of refuge, a place, a safe place, God, a safe haven, a place to come, a place to be restored, to be renewed. God, a place where we can be who we are and not have to worry about what you're doing. But thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I liked what Sherry read, sons and daughters. That's one of the things that the Lord has spoken over us, that sons and daughters are coming. Sons and daughters are coming. We declare it even now, Lord, sons and daughters are coming. Sons and daughters are coming. And Father, we also just recently heard that we're going to fill this stage with musicians and singers. So Father, we declare that they're coming. We make that declaration. They're coming. I made the statement that churches were going to begin to call and say, come and help. Can you come help us? And this Sunday, Kay and I will be going to a church that has called since that word and said, will you come and help us? God will do what he said he'll do. Amen? He'll do what he says. Hallelujah.
I want to continue. I don't think I finished praying a while ago or decreeing a while ago. But Lord, you see this city and you see some walls up that shouldn't be there. And you see some places where there should be walls. And so we take the authority that you have given us over this city, and we speak to the walls that are being a hindrance, and we command that you fall down in the name of Jesus. We command you to come down in Jesus' name. We decree that our God is a strong support for this city. And these walls have lied and said they had to be there for this city to continue. And we say no more. Wall, fall in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you build up what you want this city to look like. Thank you, Lord. Joy, come up here, please. We want to hear you.
The walls, the people, the ideas, the enemy. Destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? That's Psalm 5, 10 to 12. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Psalm 6, 9 to 10.
When I first came to this town, I said, God, are you sending me to a dying town? There's a lot of businesses that are no longer. And, oh, well, just ignore it, David. You know, you're going to go on. But the reason that there's so many businesses that are struggling or having problems of some nature is because this town has a dire need of vision. From City Hall all the way through, it needs vision. Something that people can get around and run with. The reason I bring this up is the Lord's been just moving on my spirit. It's time to pray that God will put a man as mayor in this town that has the same visions that Trump does. Hold on with me, because some of you, you know, if you're not a Trump fan, that's not the issue. The man is marvelous when it comes to implementing things because he has vision. So what I want to do is I want to just say, let's stand together and say, God, give us new leadership, bold leadership in this town. Whether it's in churches, whether it's in the city hall, give us leadership that they're not just smart, but they just have the right message for the right time. They have the right building projects for the right time. And they will have hearts of the people, because the people can see that they're the one that needs to get it done. Father, I just decree, Lord, that you will send new visionary men and women, Lord, into this town. Lord, it's not enough just to make sure nothing happens that's wrong. Lord, this town needs a new vision of what you want to do right. Whether or not it's other stores, whether, you know, whatever it is, God, I just pray in Jesus' name that you will send people that have the ability to communicate with the masses, Father, and to show this town that it's not just what it's doing, but it's what it needs to plan to do that gets people excited. I just pray in Jesus' name your will be done, and Father, make that be throughout all the hospitals, churches. Lord, this whole town needs a baptism of fresh ideas from heaven. In Jesus' name.
Kay said she wanted us to read the words the Lord has given us. Well, I remember the Lord gave me a word last summer, and I was trying to find it because I'd sent it to Kay. This has just been the July 4th weekend. It was 7-4. I sent it to you. And it says, the enemy has tried to plunder this city, but God shall restore what the cankerworm has eaten, and he will have to pay back sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. Many feel hopeless and forsaken, but I am has spoken and will and come and restore their lives and set the captives free. I am the father to the fatherless. And he's going to use this church of leaders to be fathers and mothers to those who have been without. Isaiah 60 and 61 is the scriptures for this. I read part of 60. So we thank you, Lord, that you are restoring what the cankerworm has eaten. That, like David said, you're going to raise up leaders, and you are. You're already in the midst of doing that, that have hope and Christian values and stand for this city. And Lord, we'll let it see it go through the nation. Thank you, Father. We just glorify your name. We thank you for your word, because it does not return unto you void. So we stand with all your words tonight. And as Paul told Timothy to war with the word, we are warring with your the words that have been spoken over this city tonight. Thank you, Lord. Then concerning the nation, I went to a small church of friends of ours in Iowa, and a young man was speaking, and concerning the Black Lives Matter and the racial issues going on right now, he said he was talking to the Lord, and he said, but all lives matter. And God said, no, black lives matter. And he kept arguing, no, Lord, all lives matter. And he said, no, black lives matter. And it's true, because, you know, I don't even have to say it. And so he went on in his sermon, and he said towards the end, he said, we need to pray for a black man to rise up and be our black leaders to rise up and stand like Martin Luther King did. And while I was sitting there, the Lord said to me, Kanye West. I'm like, Kanye West? Okay, Lord. And I had listened, I don't know if you guys have listened to some of his music lately. It's very anointed. Very anointed. Then, just in the last week or so, in the headlines, Kanye West wants to run for president. Did you guys know that? Yeah. But I saw a prophetic word. I didn't bring it up, but I can't remember, is Jeremiah Johnson, or one of them had a dream about three things, and one was Kanye West, that God would raise up someone to mentor him, and so forth and so on. And I'm like, okay, Lord, we need to pray for him. Because somebody prayed for him to receive his salvation. And Justin Bieber, that's another long story, but we're praying tonight. So, Lord, we just agree right now, Father, for our nation and for what's going on. And you know the root of everything that's going on. But, Lord, really, it is true, Black Lives Matter. And, Father, I stand and we stand in the gap tonight and we ask for forgiveness for what this nation has done currently against the blacks. The different issues, Lord God, that need to change. But, Lord, one is abortion. And I read an article today that there has been abortion clinics. Caney said there's been abortion clinics put in around the black neighborhoods. And, Lord, forgive us for that. Forgive us as a nation for what we have done. That a lot of the babies that have been aborted have been black. And we ask for your forgiveness, for they are precious. They are our brothers and sisters. And so, Lord, we cry out for them, that the right things will come about, that the righteousness will rise up, and the right true voices will rise up, not violent crime, whatever that's not of you, Lord. But voices will rise up, and we do pray for Caney, Lord West, tonight, that you will move upon him by your Holy Spirit, and that great godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding would come upon him, and that you would bring leaders alongside him to mentor him into the kingdom things, into the spirit things, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing in this nation. All the good things. We hear all the bad, but there's so many good things that are not being broadcast. And we thank you for what you did in the front lines, bringing in young men and intercessors and different ones to walk the land, declare over the land, and for these young men to be bold as a lion, walking in the front lines and bringing in salvation and bringing in people that are in this messed up world to you, Jesus. The drug addicts and all those, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that it's going to continue to spread across this nation, that good things are coming out of what the devil seems to for harm, that you, Lord, are turning it for good. And we thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We praise you, Father. And we give you the honor and the glory. Thank you, Abba.
I like what Sherry did there in Isaiah 60. And as she was doing that, I was reminded of 61. And I'll just declare this over us. And this is who he's called us to be. And repairers of the breach. And so I just declare and decree that we here at Four Rivers and those who are affiliated with us, we shall rebuild the old ruins of McAllister, all the cities of southeastern Oklahoma. We shall raise up the former desolations. And we shall repair the ruined cities of southeastern Oklahoma. The desolations of many generations that have become desolate through drugs and through Freemasonry. We just called people, you are set free in Jesus' name from those bondages and that witchcraft in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you call us repairers of the breach, Father God, repairers of the ruined city. Lord God, we call McAllister healed and whole in Jesus' name. And Lord God, concerning your righteousness in this nation, you say, for as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause. Lord God, you cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. You do that through us, Lord God, your ecclesia. And this is an admonition to us at Four Rivers. I have set watchmen on your walls, O McAllister. I'm taking liberties here. They shall never hold their peace day or night. That's us. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes McAllister a praise in the earth. Thank you, Father.
This is from Isaiah 40. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with a breath in his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? Lift up your eyes and look into the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
I couldn't speak that word. He wouldn't allow me to speak it. And so he said, tell your wife to go speak that word, because there's something that she gave and that anointing that she spoke through that. And I said, Lord, just show me something through that that you saw through all that was she was speaking. And my eyes was looking up here, and all I could see was like a blur except her speaking in the glory, like he was speaking out to us. And what I've been hearing since I left and went to Missouri, which they are behind us hearing everything that we've already heard. And so when they're speaking on things, I'm looking at them going, okay, what's next? And they're looking at me like, what is next? And I'm looking at them going, you don't know what's next? And they're looking like, what's next? And when I share things with them, they're like, I don't know if that's what God tells me to do, because I kind of see God a different way. And I said, when you can get God out of this box, then you can see what he's going to do with you. And people's like, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to seeing these things happen this way. And I'm saying, when you see signs, wonders, and miracles every day, it's okay. Like, it becomes a new thing. Like, it's not a new thing to you. You've seen it over and over. And they look at you like, how is this even possible? And they said, I've seen people even mimic what other prophetic people have spoken of. And I don't understand how those people that can mimic it look just like what somebody else is doing. And I said, because the Lord is showing you things that you've never seen before. And somebody else is saying, this is wrong. Don't look at this. Look over here. Watch me. And the evil one is coming to deceive as much as he can. And we're looking at going, Lord, what is the right thing to follow? And the thing he's saying is that amongst us, we said, we are Christians. We are Christians. And people around us said, we are Christians too. And you could almost look at them and say, Lord, I don't know how to judge that. But then you can look at him and say, are you a Christian too? Yes, I'm a Christian. And we want to jump in the same bandwagon with him and saying, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And what the Lord is actually saying is, I'm looking for the faithful. The remnant. And the faithful look different. The faithful do things that don't look normal. They do things like, I'm going to try this out because the Lord told me to do this and watch this happen. And the things that the Lord tells us to do and says, can you step out of this comfort zone and say, are you willing to do these things? Are you willing to step out and say, it is okay for you to do this? And it's like, I don't know if that's going to be okay, Lord. I don't know if you're going to take care of me. But the Lord is saying, if you just take one more step with me, then I'll be with you. The funny thing is that when you go back to Missouri or go anywhere else, you hear about this thing called the Black Lives Matter, and I just kind of laugh about it and going, Lord, what's really behind this? And if you look up Black Lives Matter, the people that are supporting it are not the people that you want supporting you. I'm telling you that right now. And so when they say we need an African-American or a black person or somebody that would stand up and do that thing, what the Lord is telling me is, he's calling you out to do the same exact thing, saying, are you going to stand up? Are you willing to step up and say, you know what? I'm going to support whoever, what color, what flavor it is, because that's who helps out. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Because I tell you something right now. From my background, I tell you straight out, black lives don't matter to me. Because the most important people that have been in my life have been white lives that matter. And the craziest thing is, like, you would look at them and say, why would he say those things when he's an African-American man? First of all, there's no African and there's a no American in me. I'm British and I'm from Virgin Islands. So if you throw those two together, well, I'm nothing American or African. And they said, well, that's your descendant of people. And I said, no, that's not my people. My people are right here. These are my people. These are my people. These are my people right here. So that's who is in my house. This is my family. These are my people. And I'm saying, when I'm looking at you guys, I'm seeing the faithful. I'm seeing the people that said, man, you're going to make a difference regardless if you just don't speak at all or you say nothing or you say something. But people are watching everything that you're doing and saying, what are you about to do next? What are you about to do next? What are you about to do next? Because the evil one's throwing things at you going, I'm going to throw something at you and see what happens. And the Lord says, you can throw whatever you want to at that person. I know what they're going to do. I know how to respond to this. I know what's going to happen. And they say, well, I want to show people what Jesus looks like. Well, people want to see action more than lip service. I'm telling you that right now. People are watching saying, I want to see what you're going to do. I'm going to see what you're going to say between this whole entire thing that's going on. And the crazy thing is that, as Kay said before, this whole house that we're going through, we've seen stuff that I'm looking at things going, Lord, what else are you going to throw at us? What else are you going to throw at us? Because I've seen it rain, the glory in the house, but it was a literal rain inside the house. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? And he's saying, I'm breaking the pipes open. I'm breaking things that have never been broken before. And I'm setting things free. And Lamont, you have to come back in and fix it. That's all you're going to do. You have to come back in and fix it. But you're not going to come in and say, hey, look what I did. Look how good I am. Look what I just did. The Lord is saying, Lamont, they will see those things. And they will call out your name saying, I don't know who you are, but I'm looking for this man or this woman, and where can I find them? And the Lord's going to put people in your path that's going to walk up to you and say, man, you're going to go somewhere. You're going to stand somewhere, and they're going to say, who are you? And you go, oh, my name is Ronnie Smith. Oh, my gosh, this person just gave me your phone number, and I don't know what I'm doing here. Why am I here? What am I doing here? You have something for me. And you go, I don't have anything for you. Well, somebody sent me and said that you have a vision that you have to cast by some kids, and I'm willing to donate some money. And I've seen it, and I've heard it. And I'm looking at people going, oh, I have seen these things happen now. I'm watching these things come to fruition. I'm watching these things happen. And so let me pray for us as a family. Father God, just thank you for our family. Just thank you for just this place that we get to call the ecclesia, the church, the family. And Lord, I just know that you are taking us above and beyond what we're supposed to see and what we're supposed to be doing. Lord, you are showing us just, we're seeing just a glimpse of your glory. And Lord, I just see that this thing that Kavian's talking about, this road that is filled with your glory. Lord, I see us just walking through it and trudging through it and smiling, looking at each other going, can you believe this is happening to us? Can you believe this is happening to us? And Lord, I do see, as Manna spoke about this double portion about things that are being touched, Lord, I just know that we have broken the poverty mind spirit here in this area, that people are stuck on saying, this is all that I am, this is all that I'm worth, these are all the things that I can do. And Lord is saying, I need you to think above that. I need you to think in this atmosphere. And Lord, the things that we have put our hands to, the things that we are touching, Lord, the things that we are selling, I just ask that somebody would come to that spot to buy, to sell, that it would be above and beyond what our minds are seeing. I pray that the work that we're doing, people will say, you know what, this isn't enough money that I'm paying you. I need to pay you more because you're worth more. Lord, I am praying for people that are saying that, Lord, I feel like that I'm healed, that I don't know if this thing is getting into me, that I don't know if I don't feel like I'm getting better. Lord, I just ask that you take that part of them and that you would heal them and heal their heart and heal their land, Father God. That the places they walk will be places of gold. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That's good. I'm not sure as far as timing on what I'm going to relate to you guys. I can't remember. When did Judah have his accident? Monday. Aaron and Kylene's youngest boy, Judah, was playing. He and Shiloh were out playing, and he got his pinky finger, I think his right one, left, right, one of his pinkies, got smashed between two rocks and almost severed it. So they went to the hospital, got sent up to Oklahoma City, and they did their best to reattach it. Aaron, and they told them, we don't know if the finger will live or not. If it doesn't live, we'll have to amputate it. So yesterday, they went back for the doctor to look at his finger, and it was black. The top part of it was black. And so they set up an appointment for Friday to remove that part of his finger that is dying. To all appearances, Aaron said that when Judah saw his finger, he started screaming and just wailing, and Aaron was trying to keep his eyes off of what his hand looked like. I mean, he's a 2-year-old. It's traumatized. And so the finger's still on, and I'm going to pray, and I ask you to agree with me. So, Lord, we lift Judah up to you right now in the name of Jesus. I decree that he will not be traumatized and will not have a horror of what he has gone through in the name of Jesus. But he will see you as healer. He will know that you are the God who heals him. I call heaven into the earth realm over Judah's finger. And I say, be healed, be made whole in Jesus' name. Finger, live in the name of Jesus. Blood, flow through that finger. Tissue, repair yourself. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray strength for Aaron and Kylene and Shiloh. Lord, do a work in their lives. And I ask this in Jesus' name. One more story about a miracle. This house. Y'all are going to hear a lot about this house until we get it done and sold. Because God speaks to me through houses. I have God dreams that involve houses. And anyway, we finally got the power on and the air conditioner wasn't coming on. The last house that we flipped, it didn't have any electricity for several months, and it was so hot trying to work in that house and get things done. And I'm like, Lord, we don't need to do that again. So remember the story about Lamont speaking to the lady's car and telling it to start in the name of Jesus? Well, Sunday night, Lamont and Amanda and the boys went out, and he flipped the fan, you know, turned the fan to this air conditioner and said, be healed in Jesus' name, and the thing came on. And it is keeping the house cool. Not nice and cool, but it's keeping the... Well, yeah. I mean, that's a miracle.
Heating air man there today, Humphrey's come by to look about putting in a new one. We've got to have a new one because this one won't code with city stuff. Anyway, and he's going, wow, this sure is a good air conditioner. This sure is a good old conditioner. Man, it's doing a really good job. That came from the man looking to replace it. Wow. This is really good air conditioner. Anyway, we got a really good God. Amen. A really good God. My ways are not your ways, nor my thoughts your thoughts, saith the Lord. Yes.
When I was young, I come down several times with poison ivy all the way up and down. And I mean, it was nasty stuff. 3 days, four to five days ago, I got into poison ivy. And in the space, I don't know how I did it, but I got spider bit. And they're different. You know, the bumps that you have from them are not the same. And fire ants, all at one time. And if you add all that, I was working in the heat. And when you're working in the heat with all those stuff, they scream. I mean, it just screams. I want to itch. And I sent my wife to the store, and she picked up some things. And this is not in any way saying God didn't do it. But that stuff that she got really worked well. And the reason I'm saying it is instead of it being 2 to 3 weeks to get over this stuff, you know, God did it in a matter of a couple of days. And I just want to say thank you, God. Yeah, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're hot and miserable, it makes the days awfully long, and God knew that.
This is a shared blessing house, and it needs electricity, and it has to be by code, and it's causing problems. And because of COVID, things got slowed down. So, Lord, we just agree for that house on, I forget what street it is, that's being redone by David. Lord, we just ask you to cause that electrician to come out and do the work, and the plumber to come out and do the work, because David needs some air. Thank you, Lord, and whoever's going to live in that house, Father. And we just thank you for shared blessing, that you're going to continue to bless them, and all, Good Samaritan, and all the thrift stores that are reaching out to people, and the homeless, and even our church, Lord, that you're going to bless, you're going to bring in the finances, that you're going to bring in all the things that is needed to minister to people and see them come into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for it.
Forever hold your peace.
I'm so thankful that I got to be here tonight. I didn't wake up until like 15 till 6, but I made it. One of the things that God's been dealing with me while I've been listening is, y'all have to tell me where it's at, where it says, I beseech you therefore, well, it says, first of all, prayer, supplication, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. God showed me one time that that's also an order. Christians, brand new Christians, know how to pray. Kay said, let's don't ask for supplications, you know. There's people that are right now offering up supplications. There's people that are interceding. And God's got a people that are giving praise. He's grown them up in faith to the point that they know that they know that they know God's real. They know that they know that they know God's going to do what he says. And so they offer up praise. And my prayer is that the ones we know that maybe haven't got to that place yet, haven't grown in faith, that Christ hadn't been perfected in them. Anyway, can I just pray and y'all agree with me? Father God, I come before you just thanking you and praising you with all my heart. There's none like unto you, Father. And you have a love for us that we don't even understand yet. And Father God, you love all people. With you, there's not black or white. There's not bond or free. There's not male or female. You love us, Father. And you said to me, Father God, that you don't separate that love. You don't divide that love up. You multiply it over and over and over again to all people. And I praise you with all my heart for that. And Father God, I want what you want. These people here want what you want. They don't have their own agenda, Father. They want what you want. And Father God, I pray that all over, in McAllister, everywhere, that people will start turning to you and want what you want. Not what we want, what you want. And that you change our wants to come in line with your wants. Father God, I just love you and I praise you. I love you because you first loved me. Father God, help us to love one another. Father, you said, because sin abounds, the love of many will wax cold. I pray with all my heart, Father God, I agree with you. I pray with all my heart that you don't allow our love to grow cold, that you cause that love to increase, and that Christ be truly formed in us. And Father God, I just thank you and I praise you. I thank you for these people. I thank you, Father God, because I know how much you love them. And I know what you're doing with them. And I know that you're going to use them to touch other people. And you're going to help them to strengthen other people that maybe don't know yet. Maybe you said in your word, I believe, help me my unbelief. Father God, use us to help their unbelief. I just thank you, Father. Thanks for allowing me to be here. Thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I'll share with you something that the Lord showed me tonight. It's kind of a strange thing. Do you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? How the men of the city came and knocking on the door at night, wanting Lot to send out those two men. And that there was a great drive in them to do that. And I saw the same thing in reverse. I saw men coming saying, we need God. We need the things of God. We need what you have. And it was a multitude of men. A great wave and a fervor for the things of God saying, we need, Lamont touched on it, we need what you have. We need what you have. Knocking on your door. We need what you have. Come out. Come out. Give us what we need. We need what you have. Amen? Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. You are so good to us. Hallelujah. And I'm glad, God, that your ways are not. Man. Hey. They're coming. They're at the door. They're breaking down the door. Send them out. We need them. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.